The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. A little bit of everything, including Jay Prosh's contract extension. Thanks, Jong, for that. We heard how Jong abandoned his family for a bachelor party.
For weed.
Yeah, basically. And wasn't able to get back until yesterday.
To smoke that junk. As the
I could have just given you some really good stuff, and you could have stayed home. I'm just saying. And talked a little bit about the storm. We're just kind of free-forming it today. We'll talk about whatever you guys want to talk about. And just one last thing about these knuckleheads who keep saying evacuate, evacuate, and all this stuff. People react to what happened before. And if you recall, now I was here for all this, and a lot of you weren't. And I know we have a lot of new people, so I'll try to explain it in terms that you'll kind of get it. But those of us who were here for Katrina saw the devastation in New Orleans. All those people came over here. A lot of us volunteered at the Astrodome and saw the devastation and how awful it was. And frankly, when Rita turns into this monster, it scared the hell out of everybody. So the reaction was get the hell out of town. In fact, at the time, my editor sent us to San Antonio because if they couldn't produce a paper from Houston, I was going to help put out the paper from San Antonio. And little did we know later that there would be no gas to deliver them everybody was so scared of this horrible worst case scenario.
Yeah.
And people died on the roads. It was awful. And of course we wound up sitting there drinking margaritas on the Riverwalk and saying, cause we couldn't, and it was getting out of the city was impossible. Because once those things backed up and more people kept trying to get on the roads, it was a nightmare. And I know a lot of you lived through it, but a bunch of you didn't. And I guarantee you, God forbid, we get another storm in the next 2 years, the same thing's going to happen. People aren't going to – they're not going to listen when you say don't evacuate from this area. Everybody's just going to try to get the hell out, and we're going to relive the whole thing. And I hope to God it's not this stupid Irma. And that.
Yeah, I saw there's a cold front that's supposed to push that away, which is good.
Good. Cold front.
Yeah, there's a cold front coming that's supposed to like keep the hurricane from getting into our area.
Nice. Which, thank you, cold front.
Yeah, I'm for that.
I shall name him Bob.
Okay.
Bob greater
Bob,
than
Bob the magnificent warrior.
Yeah, exactly. The warrior from the north. So get Lamont on. What's up, Lamont? How you holding up, buddy?
Hey man, I'm all right, man. Well, I'm sort of all right. I took on some damage, man. You guys knew how I was running for my life, but I want to talk about the storm. Man, one of my biggest pet peeves in all of this is Friday and Saturday. People kept constantly comparing this to Katrina and almost getting giddy of it being bigger or larger than Katrina, man. It really pissed me off. It was almost like people had a badge of honor that this storm was bigger than Katrina. And I'm like, man, that's not what's up, man. People out here dying. And you guys are all, like, beating your chest about it being bigger than Katrina. I know you guys have heard it, but I want to get to something else. In hindsight now, because I thought about this, I was like, I'm not trying to, downplay anybody's catastrophes or anything like that, but it's like, man, I'd much rather take took a full hit from the storm than this rain. I would have, and I'm asking you guys, in hindsight, which one would you rather have received? The full hit, the direct hit, or the storm, or of all of this water and crap that we got now?
Well,
that's all I have, fellas.
I'll say this. For me, the part of town where I live, my part of town would have been much better off had it just been a massive windstorm, like, you know, and had the wind been more destructive than the rain. But obviously, everybody who lives closer to the coast, those people would have been in worse shape than they are.
Well, you know? And from a personal standpoint, this almost didn't affect me at all. Ike, I didn't have power for a week. And Blade brings up a great point, says also no one left when Ike came because nothing happened during Rita. And that's been 9 years now. People forget. And there's so many new people here. They don't know the devastation that there was. How many of us were out of power for, you know, sometimes weeks. And I think they forgot about all that. But no, I would rather have dealt with that or Allison than this, because this was worse than Allison in a bunch of places. It affected more people. And that's, you know, and just from that standpoint, this is the worst thing I've ever seen in my 52 years of living on the Gulf Coast. And I've been through some badass storms that I never thought I would see again. I never thought I'd see anything like Alicia. And living on the coast and being in my dad's house and hearing the tornadoes go overhead and the walls are breathing and you think the whole thing's just going to explode, and being up all night, you know, while this is happening and tornadoes are touching down all around you. I mean, I thought that was the worst thing I'd ever experienced. And, you know, then Allison almost drowning because I was out like an idiot, like a lot of you Mayweather guys, almost drowning in Allison. I mean, those things I never thought I would see again. And this is worse than that. And I think that's where this whole, oh, let's blame so-and-so and let's blame so-and-so, stow that crap. I mean, nobody could have seen anything like this. That stretch Saturday night, at least for us, and I think for most people in our, and well, for people east, it was last night or yesterday, but that Saturday night stretch was as bad as anything I've ever seen. And, you know, it's... Yeah, and I don't like getting in, and that's the thing that was kind of driving me nuts. So I kind of hate doing it because they were all comparing it to, yeah. And if I heard Tax Day flood and Memorial Day flood one more time, my head was going to explode. But you know, Longhorn Dimitri said, I've been through Alicia, Allison, Ike, and Harvey, haven't left yet, and I probably should have this time. Nobody knows the future. Well, and that's the thing we choose to live here, and the reality is we can't. You don't know what's going to happen in any of these because, you know, Alicia didn't do a lot of damage outside of the coast and into Houston. Allison was in parts of the town. Medical center was just almost, I mean, it wasn't as bad in the medical center from this one as it was there, but it was awful. And, you know, I'm in Ike, there were a bunch of trees down and just had no power. So it was the aftermath that sucked, not the storm. But, yeah, I mean, this was an event that we could not have gotten everybody out. And I guarantee you, and I hope to God I don't see it, because I hope we don't have another one of these for another 10 years and people forget. But if another one comes soon, like within a year or two, you're going to see exactly what happened in Rita. You're going to see full-scale panic and people trying to get the hell out of here. And there's no way to get that many people out of this region in less than 2 or 3 days. 713-780-ESPN. Jay said Alvin had 42 inches of rain in 24 hours in 1979. Was that Tropical Storm Claudette? I think that might have been what that was. It was national record. Said even that doesn't compare to this. Darnell says he got...
I've heard this is like the worst...
Yeah, 50 inches is the most ever.
This is the worst hurricane... This is the worst natural disaster in American history. Is that true?
Well, it's the most rain. I know that. And I'm pretty sure it's going to wind up that way. And I'd be careful with people who are comparing death tolls to this with other storms, saying it's not that bad.
Those numbers are still going up.
Yeah, we have no idea what it's going to be in the end. And I wouldn't be throwing those numbers out yet. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Isn't why the mayor said not to evacuate because Abbott said he would evacuate. No, stop making this crap political, people. Those of you who are doing that are just dumb. or you've got an agenda, and stick your agenda up your ass, with all due respect. 713-780-ESPN. I mean, listen, quit trying to blame people. Quit trying to and Sylvester Turner and Judge Emmett, who you know I have no love for whatsoever, have been great throughout this. And look, I'm not happy with Sylvester Turner. I mean, I think that whole thing he's got going on with the firefighters, I am against. And they helped get him elected. So I have a real problem with him on that issue. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the guy's done a bad job. I think he's done a great job in this. And so quit worrying about parties. And hell, even Abbott's been great. And you know, so this is a disaster, people. Shove your politics up your ass.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not the time for it. And if that's what you want to do, take it somewhere else. Take it to your Klan meeting or your liberal meeting or whatever the hell it is and do it there. But don't bring it here, and don't bring it to anybody else, because we don't care. We do care about Windows, though.
Yeah, a lot of people may need some new ones. And if you had Windows from Window World, they have a lifetime warranty on them. How about that? Guys, your energy bills, they're going up every day. You're throwing money out the window unless you have energy-efficient replacement windows from Window World. You can get a premium-quality double-hung, double-pane window for just $189. Window World has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, is the number one replacement company in America. The first step to reducing your energy bills, call in Window World of Houston. Schedule a free written estimate. They'll take care of you on that. You got nothing to lose. Give them a call, 713-439-1172, or go to windowworldhouston.com. Like I said, they've got that lifetime warranty that, and it's transferable. If you ever sell your house, so it improves your property value. And if the window ever breaks, they'll come out and replace it for free, guys. Windowworldhouston.com. It's Window World, simply the best for less.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. I get really irritated when people try to make everything political. Sorry. I wish we'd just think about people right now and quit trying to assign blame and, you know, this guy did this because, no, just... You know what? Instead of tweeting stuff like that and texting stuff like that, go help your neighbor. How about you do that?
Good call.
And if you're stuck, how about you get some friends to come help you out? That's my suggestion.
I'm a big believer in, like, if you live here and, like, at some point in the last week, you should be either, or you maybe do all these, by the way, donating money, putting in actual time. Because, by the way, all the money's great. They need people to go out and do stuff, like clean these houses out. I mean, money's cool, but money isn't going to – it's not going to tear out carpet. It's not going to pull cars out of the streets. If you can do anything, do it, man. Quit bitching. Quit complaining about – what should have happened, what should be happening. If there's something you think should be happening, go out there and do it.
And your time is just as valuable as money right now. And guys, even if it's something as simple as go down to the store, buy a bunch of baby stuff and take it to a shelter. Even if you just do that, you're making a difference. And instead of, well, the mayor did this and that, shut the bleep up, do something. And if you can't do something because you're stuck in a shelter and you're pissed off because of that, I understand. I mean, it sucks. But, you know, people are trying their best to help you. And, I mean, I just, I think people focus on the wrong stuff. And it's weird because it just seems like everybody's back to being bitchy. I know everybody's been cooped up for a bunch of days. It's probably part of it. But, and those of you who have money, donate the money. They can use it.
Yep.
I mean, don't, there's no reason not to. And you know, we talked about this earlier. I'm gonna donate everything I make from pregame. Every penny is going to relief. And that's going to be over the next several months. So we're still going to be giving them money months from now. And, you know, and the other thing, and I mentioned this in the first hour, I thought it'd be a little fun. I'm going to put $500 up and for Breeders' Cup and tweet out all the bets. And however much we win, all goes into the relief fund. Hopefully we'll have a $20,000 day. It's happened before. And if I lose, I'll just donate $500. And our buddy Jay off 288 is going to tag in on that too. So, you know, we're going to try to raise money and do it in some fun ways and try to make things as manageable for people as possible. Yeah, and 713 says, there's always going to be that guy. Remember, 99.9% of your audience are decent people. I think it's better. I've always said 95. I think it's better than that. But it's still, I mean, it's the people that try to spew their politics into everything, man. Get a life. Yeah, Darnell says, last thing somebody's going to ask when rescuing someone is, what party are you in? Yeah, exactly. Pulling somebody out of a house, they're not going to say, oh, you're a Democrat? I'm not going with you. You're Republican? Nope, not happening.
Yeah. One of the guys whose houses I cleaned out today was wearing an Alex Jones InfoWars shirt.
Like, so?
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's not like I turned around and left.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't...
I think he's a moron, but I didn't turn around and leave.
But that's... I mean, this isn't about any of that, man. This is about taking care of your damn neighbor. Hey, we talked about this yesterday. John, did you see that Art Browse was hired for a day?
I saw he got fired before he even got hired.
Well, it's funny because they snuck that hire under the radar big time. They knew the reaction they were going to get. And, I mean, they did like a one-line press release.
I was like, wait, when did he get hired?
And then as soon as word got out, of course, it just went incredibly nuts. And first, the CEO was blaming it on the states. It's like, oh, the people in the U.S., they're the ones who... I went back and looked at some of the responses. No, Canadians were pretty pissed, too. It's like, they... That was pretty funny. But the owner did say no one within the organization will be fired for the initial decision to hire him. So... Gets to a point of negativity where you can't defend a mistake like that, where the general public has said it's not acceptable. There's no moral high ground on an issue like this, second chance or otherwise.
Nope.
So,
like, what's the thought process into like even hiring a guy like that?
Well, their team sucks. I mean, they're awful, and I'm sure they just looked at it and said, "Hey." Somebody says, so a cashier at a gas station just mentions gas prices are up. Thank Trump for that. I was just buying beer. What a dickweed. Yeah, that's the other thing. Guys, gas prices are going to go up because the biggest refinery on the continent is shut down right now.
Yeah.
And
but there's also, I've seen all over the internet, people are like panicking about gas. There's no gas shortage. Don't start panicking yet.
No, but the prices are going to go up. I mean, that's it's unfortunate. That's one of the negatives that comes out of something like this. And again, it's not like Rito where you couldn't get gas. And the whole city was paralyzed. I mean, you could actually get gas. There's places that have it. Yes, the prices are up, and they're going to be up for a little bit. But, man, that's a natural disaster, man. Ashton says, Derek Lewis saved a guy whose lone possession he took from his flooding house was his Confederate flag.
Exactly.
Do you think he said, nah, you know, not going to bring you out?
No. Still took his ass.
Yeah. Because Derek's good people. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. We will do Thrones next segment. And when do we want to do Kim Coates, John?
We can do it in the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan. That was a fun interview. I enjoyed that. And I hope the people will enjoy it as well. Because that it's always cool for us when we get a guy like that who's not, you know, like sports guys don't excite me that much. And... But this guy was, plus he's just a genuine dude. I had a great conversation with him off air, so I'm looking forward to sharing what we did on air with the people. 713-780-ESPN. I have some bad news for you, AJ.
Okay.
You know that Texas Radio Hall of Fame?
Yes.
They have the class of 2017 inductees.
Let me guess. I'm not in it.
I actually went back and looked at the nominees. Guess who wasn't nominated?
Me.
Not you. Not me. Not Jong.
I wonder if there's like an amount of years that you have to do radio before you can get nominated for it.
I thought it was basically if somebody pays for it.
Is there anybody else like locally nominated?
I'll have to go back and look. But here's the class that got in. Let's see how many of these you know. Nick Alexander from DFW.
Never heard of him.
Me either. Mark Carrillo, San Antonio.
Never heard of him.
R.W. Catfish Crouch, Houston.
That's made up.
John, do you know who that is?
No.
That's a made-up person. That guy's not on the radio.
Bobby Lopez, San Antonio.
No.
John McCarty, DFW.
Catfish Crouch?
Yes.
I'm looking him up on Twitter.
I vaguely remember a catfish growing up. Maybe that's who it is. John McCarty in DFW, do you know him?
No.
Roger W. Garrett, College Station.
No.
Temple Lindsay, DFW.
No.
Mark Watkins, DFW.
Nope.
Bill Ingram, Houston.
No.
Bill Harrison and Dana Adams, owner/operator, okay. Bill Davis and Tyler.
No.
Sam Malone in Houston, him I've heard of.
I've heard of that name.
Denise Partridge.
Also owned Cheers, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I'd put him in just for that.
But he stopped drinking, so he wasn't as fun. Denise Partridge for Spectacular Sales in Houston.
No. They're putting salespeople in the Radio Hall of Fame?
Yeah, and not you. Ed Chandler from Marble Falls.
Marble Falls?
Yes, and...
Where is Marble Falls?
Marble Falls is like 30 minutes outside of Austin. I mean, it's a nothing town.
And finally, Chrissy Mernon, who is a Sammy winner from San Antonio.
The hell's a Sammy winner?
I have no idea.
Maybe you should do radio in Marble Falls and maybe you'll get in.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good call.
Oh, God.
I'm looking at these nominees. There's probably 100. I don't recognize any of them. I'm like looking to see if any of our guys are here. Like John Granato's not in this thing, right?
Hasn't John Granato's been doing radio for a long ass time.
Yeah, how is John Granato not even nominated?
He was on 1560 for a long time, so that's like a lot of years with zero ratings.
Stop. You know who else isn't on here that I would say deserves to be on? Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, that's
where is he? I don't see him.
But he was in the same boat. He was working with John.
So do we have to go as long as Barry Warner? That's my question.
Is Barry Warner in?
Yeah, Barry's in.
Yeah, Barry's in.
God, that makes me sick.
Did he get in last year or two years ago?
I think it was 2 years ago.
I've never even been nominated and Barry Warner's in?
Barry has been on radio in the city since 1974,
shouldn't the Hall of Fame be about like actually doing good radio? Barry Warner brings he's got stuffed animals at work.
No,
he's a grown man with a stuffed animal at work.
He would have never harmed Benny the Sex Bear.
I don't think he would have either.
Or he took the cricket and used him to slit the throat.
Could be.
No, the cricket would never harm anybody.
Chirp. Chirp.
Hey, is Ralph Cooper in this thing? If Ralph Cooper's not in here, then that's just silly.
No.
He's not in?
No.
Damn.
Who's Catfish?
That's a made-up person, I'm telling you. I can't find any information on this guy.
Well,
I don't believe it. The only one I've heard of is that Sam Malone. And I'm 90% sure I've heard of him because that was Ted Danson's character on Cheers. But I feel like someone said that he did radio here.
When I was single, he did an event, like a singles mixer that I went to.
Did you get laid at it?
I'm pretty sure I did.
Okay.
Hall
of Famer then. If he got you laid, that's Hall of Fame.
Well, it was just his event. I mean, it could have been anybody's event. You know,
Did Barry Warner get you laid?
Not at that event, no.
But he has before?
Probably.
Then I think that's what we should do. Who's gotten Fred laid? Put them in the Radio Hall of Fame.
Did you?
No. He was married when I found him. If he wasn't married, I promise you I would have by now, all the times we've been to Vegas. If I had to pay for it myself, I would have.
I think Granato's probably inadvertently helped me get laid a couple times. Well, he got me a job. Yeah. So that includes a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I just want to say thank you all putting in good radio now for the city, but more importantly, every ESPN 97.5 host I follow on Twitter was really putting out strong for their city. Mad props to all of you. Yeah, I want to credit everybody at this station who they did a great job of letting people know. And we're still doing the same thing, man. If you tweet us information that needs to get out there, we'll get it out.
That's what I've been trying to do.
So,
all right, guys. Got to tell you about Tri-Eagle Energy. Guys, shopping for electricity rates, it's not fun. It is not fun. Right now, we want to save money more than ever. Tri-Eagle Energy, they're trying to make it easy for you. Signing up is simple. It's fast. There's no hidden fees. There's no interruption in service. Take advantage of their new low 12-month rate. They're going to lock it in at 8.1 cents when you use the promo code ESPN. When you get home, check your last bill. Compare it to that. If your usage is 2,000 kilowatt hours a month, that's about average in the Texas summers, your total bill will be around 170. Anything more than that, in the summertime, you need to switch. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com. And remember to use that promo code ESPN. It's Tri-Eagle Energy, PUCT license number 10064.
Only God knows if I be with you. Baby, I'm confused. You choose.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
John isn't really my father's son. He's the son of Rhaegar Targaryen and my aunt, Lyanna Stark. He was born in a tower in Dorne. His last name isn't really Snow. It's Sand.
He's not...
Dornish bastards are named San.
At the Citadel, I transcribed a High Septon's diary. He annulled Rhaegar's marriage to Aelia. He wed Rhaegar and Lyanna in a secret ceremony.
Are you certain?
It's what the High Septon wrote in his private diary. I don't know why he'd lie. Is this something you can see?
Father Smith, warrior. Mother, maiden, crone, stranger, I am hers, and she is mine. From this day until the end of my days.
Robert's rebellion was built on a lie. Rhaegar didn't kidnap my aunt or rape her. He loved her. John's real name.
His name is Aegon Targaryen. You have to protect him.
He's never been a bastard. He's the heir to the Iron Throne.
And we're back. We promised you some Game of Thrones. All right, I'll come out and say it. I found, and again, I don't think I was in the right mindset for this show this week.
I don't think I was either.
But I found the whole thing so ridiculously predictable. I mean, I thought everything that happened was predictable. I thought the writing was very spotty. And that was such a jump. And apparently they cut out a scene where Sansa calls Bran in to, well, excuse me, Three-Eyed Raven in to ask his advice. And I think that made that whole storyline completely spotty. Because that was just a ridiculous logic jump from, oh, John doesn't tell me anything, and you know, her conversation with Littlefinger to, oh, Littlefinger, you did it. I thought that was just too obvious. The whole thing is starting to feel like Walking Dead to me. When I finally started bailing on Walking Dead, it's just so predictable, and I found the predictable.
So are you saying this was a bad season?
I think the first half of it was really good, but I think the last two episodes in particular, I haven't been a fan of.
I think they need another season they should have taken two more or three more seasons instead of two to actually let the plot play out, because they're rushing everything and they're skipping so many things that you're missing a lot.
And it's not just the fact that people are bouncing around on such a fast timeline. It's that they're not – there's things that they're just skipping that are basically breaches of logic.
Yeah, they're making – they're asking you to fill the void in, I guess, the plot, the logic that that they're leaving out in the writing.
Yeah, and again, I know this, it's a fantasy show about dragons. I get all that. But there are things that when you create a world, and we always talk about suspension of disbelief, there's you create a world, you still have to live by the laws of that world you've created. And I think they're just asking too much of the viewers. It was so predictable that the dragon was going to take down the wall. I just felt like, and that Cersei was going to betray them. And I kind of feel like if all of us know this, how the hell do they not know Cersei is? That whole plan was so stupid because that enabled it, to me, it just felt like a fake plot device.
You know what they did? I think ultimately what they wanted to do was to get Jaime on the other side. And I think they used this to flip Jaime to Danny and John's side.
Maybe, but I also felt like the whole thing was, which I said at the time, bad idea, Tyrion. You know, sending him up because it just felt like a cheap plot device to find a way to bring down the wall. Because the Night King has to have a dragon so he can bring down the wall. So they're going to have to go up there and kill one, bringing back a white that is not going to change Cersei's mind no matter what she says. She's not going to help those people.
Yeah, Cersei sucks.
I mean, that's what she's about herself. Yeah, she's a millennial.
And they didn't do a good job explaining how they've, even though they've broken the wall, that there's still an enchantment on the wall. What I'd like to have seen was at least give us a like something in the previews, like before the episode, where the Night King actually touches Bran, and to show you, hey, this is actually going to be coming up in the episode. They didn't even do that too. So I mean, they do that sometimes to kind of skip some of the plot to kind of set up what's going to happen and say, hey, remember this is what happened. This is going to come up in this episode. They didn't do it.
Yeah, and I felt like the whole meeting at the Dragon's Pit was just to put all these characters together.
Yeah, because that's the first time they've all been in the same
spot. And that, it was kind of cool to see. But even then, I mean, it's really lacked the chemistry that like Tyrion and Jaime had when they had scenes before, and Bronn and Tyrion. It just doesn't come off the same. And again, I'm saying this with a complete disclaimer that I probably wasn't in the mood to watch a show.
I feel kind of the same way.
And I just think it, Mott says it could have gotten away with season 6 if they set it up that way, but they built a reputation on detail. And that's the other thing. Shouldn't Bran have known about the wedding without Sam telling him there's a wedding?
That's what I was saying. How's Sam know more than the three-eyed raven?
Well,
because he read a book?
I guess the three-eyed raven can't be everywhere, and you have to tell him to go look for something.
I mean, how awkward is that? You're like, I'm all-knowing and all-seeing. And Sam's I don't think he sold this.
I know
his name is not Jon Snow. It's Jon Sand. Wait.
No, it's not. He's like, bro, I'm the mother effing three-eyed raven. How are you gonna tell me I don't know what I'm talking about, fat boy? And then sure enough, he's like, no, but you don't. Can you see this? And what's his real name anyway?
Aegon Targaryen.
Aegon.
Yes.
Same as the other kid's name.
Yes, okay. Rhaegar had two sons named Aegon.
Yeah. That's dumb. George Foreman?
Yeah, exactly.
Aegon the Conqueror was one of the greatest Targaryens in history, so I guess they like naming kids after that.
Oh, okay.
Well, I have some predictions for the last season, which we'll get to in a minute, but a few other things I wanted to go over. The aunt and nephew sex, did that turn it off for you big time, knowing that they're related?
Or it would have been better if it would have shown boob.
But the whole series is made up on Cersei and Jaime, so it's not
there
that
was like
weird.
Just a tiny little bit of boob, but never full on.
Yeah, I would have liked to seen some nip.
I feel like they could have gone full on in that scene. That's a big enough scene for her to get naked, right? For Emilia Clarke and her sensibilities. She's such a great actress now that she doesn't have to get naked anymore. That was a big moment. She should have shown full frontal, I believe.
I thought the Theon scene seemed forced.
You know what would have surprised me? They had a chance and they didn't do it. When Cersei nodded, if Gregor would have cut off Jaime's head right there,
yeah,
that would have been like,
I think that would have changed the whole show.
That would have wowed me.
Yeah.
You know? Well, I think their big plot twist was when, how do you respond to the charges, Lord Baelish?
Yeah.
Like, that was her big, that's the big twist.
Yeah, and that, like, I thought that was pretty cheesily done.
A bigger twist would have been Gregor chopping Jaime's head off. That would have been a twist. I would have been like, oh, because I said all along, Jaime's going to kill Cersei. If they went the other way around, they would have had me. I would have been shocked.
And what have I been saying every single week in this season? I was like, Littlefinger is going to die.
Yeah, of course he was going to die.
So that was very predictable.
But and you know what else? They still haven't. They went this whole season, not one major player died.
Yeah,
Littlefinger was the most major guy. He's like a B minus player.
Thoros is a C minus, maybe lower than that. The only one's Viserion. I mean, I don't know where you rank a dragon.
Well, I mean,
it's just one of three.
Depending on if you look at the names, Viserion, it's named after her douchebag brother. So it's kind of like, well, he's kind of the third on the totem pole.
He was going to be the turncoat.
Well, he's the best now. He's the most powerful.
Oh yeah, they're
how's that dragon just blow down that wall? I thought it was a magic wall.
Yeah, well,
it's a magic dragon.
They didn't. They needed to explain the broken enchantment, and they didn't.
They got. My problem is, and I've said it before, I'll say it again, the storytelling in this season got lazy.
And I do think...
Well, I think it's the writing more than the storytelling. Well,
maybe that. Okay. Yeah. But they didn't explain things. I've said this before. They spent a lot of time building a smart, thoughtful audience to this show. And then the way this season was rushed from a timeline standpoint, from a writing standpoint... They just expected us to kind of figure it out for ourselves, and they skipped over too many details that if you're a smart watcher of this show and you keep up closely, you're wondering, like, even those people are like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah.
Like, you can't skip that much stuff. And if they had to do two more seasons, they should have done this one a full 10 episodes and done 10 more episodes down the stretch to make it right. But they just tried to cram too much time into this. It's a bad move.
Yeah, and so here's my predictions. I got to think that at some point, Tyrion's not going to be getting outplayed. So I'm gonna predict that the Gold Company basically takes out Euron Greyjoy on the way back, and that they've already been paid for by Tyrion and Daenerys before Cersei sent him money. So
where would they get that money, though?
Well, they that's three today. That's got to be a personal best. We don't really know where their money is. And maybe they raided Marine. They probably had a lot of gold. And also because in the books, the Golden Company was hired by the other Targaryen that doesn't exist. So I'm kind of thinking that might happen. And that they send the Hound and Arya back to kill Cersei. And Arya pretends to be Jaime. And kills her, and then the Hound gets to fight the Mountain, so we get that battle.
So you think Jaime gets killed by Arya?
I think there's a real strong possibility, yeah. I don't think he ever gets north.
Who's going to kill Cersei then?
Arya as Jaime.
I like that.
He's going to come back to tell her about the betrayal that the Golden Company's about to do, and then he's going to slit her throat, but it'll be Arya. And the other thing that I think is going to happen, and while all this is going on, how about this? The Night King, who my hero, by the way. Pro Night King,
that's
Team Night
guy.
King.
I thought you'd be wearing that Night King shirt.
It hasn't shown up yet because nothing's getting delivered right now.
Oh, it's probably lost.
I know, which would suck. I'll have to order another one. But he's not going to march on Winterfell. They're going to set up this defensive thing around Winterfell. He's going straight for King's Landing. And there'll be no Cersei and nothing there to stop him. And then you're going to have a million more zombies. Because the Night King is smart. He's quiet.
By the way, how'd that Night King get so smart anyway?
He's been around for thousands and thousands of years.
Why does everybody think Bran is the Night King?
I don't get that theory.
Well, I think the war with the Night King ends halfway through the season, and then you have the war and the rebuilding of Westeros.
Here's my other one. That this is going to be John and Danny's kid winds up being the one...
That's promised?
Yeah, and he's the one that winds up whacking the Night King, and they both die. And you got like an 8-year-old in charge.
A baby.
Yeah.
A baby king. A boy prince.
So,
or maybe a girl.
Yeah, it might be a girl. But I think it'll be a boy, and they'll name him Rhaegar Targaryen.
And then, if it's a girl, you know, a few years down the road, they'll do a sequel to Game of Thrones. And they'll get, like, Minka Kelly or someone super hot to do it. And they'll say, we demand nude scenes. And then they'll do it, right?
I don't think she's ever done one, has she?
I don't think so.
Andrea Daddario has.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless, I mean,
she's an unbelievable child from Jon Snow and Daenerys, though.
Yeah. Right.
She's too thick.
Yeah.
It would have to be someone a little slimmer, a little more
slight. Man, I didn't realize how smallish Kit Harington was. He was on, like, Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
He was very, very tiny.
Yeah, he can barely post up.
That's why he's always wearing all those furs and jackets.
I was like, what the hell are you wearing all that stuff at King's Landing for? It must be really, really hot.
Yeah, he always looks much bigger than he is because he's wearing a bunch of clothes.
But then everybody...
That's a good move, though. If you want to be intimidating, you just wear, like, all your clothes at the same time. You look way bigger than you are.
But, everybody that they've casted around the entire show are pretty small, too. So, the Hound must be only... He must be, like, what, 6'2", 6'3"? That's it? But he towers over everybody.
Well, they put him... Peter Dinklage is... he's very small. I've noticed this. I've seen him before. He's not a big guy. He's not big.
I'd like to see one-on-one between Kit Harington and Peter Dinklage. I think they're pretty close in height.
It's not... I'm telling you.
Man, I don't know.
You notice Tyrion and Brienne of Tarth are never in scenes together because they're the same height. Little known fact. They try to make Brienne seem so big.
But how is Tormund going to make giant babies with her?
Listen, it's all nonsense.
Okay.
It's all nonsense.
Well, you can bet on it. You know where you can bet on it. My bookie. In fact, they'll have props up. You don't have to worry about
it. You think so?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Okay.
And, guys, if you want to get in on the action tonight, you still have time to get signed up. You still have time to get your 100% bonus. And if you want to get in on that over on the CFL game, here's your place to do it. My bookie's been in the business for years. Their rep is rock solid. 100% cash bonuses for sign-up. So right off the bat, you're making money for doing nothing. And they have the fastest payouts, seriously, just 2 business days. And I've never had an issue with them on payouts at all. And if you know who's going to win, time to put your cash down. I only use this site now. This is my go-to site. And make your way to my bookie because you win, they pay. In-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business, and an all-new mobile site that makes wagering on the go a breeze. And the other cool thing is if you're a horse player like I am, they've got a great racetrack rebate on top of everything else. So if you're a person that plays both sports and horses, they got you covered. Join now. MyBookie will match your deposit with up to 100% bonus. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You can also go to MyBookie.lv. They'll both work. You play, you win, you get paid. That's MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
All right, guys, as the seasons change, you want to spend more time outdoors. Maybe you got some damage to your patio or your pool deck. You want to get it taken care of, but you know it's going to be expensive to tear all that out and start over. Not so much with a Carvestone overlay from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Carvestone will give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's trout hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks great, twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind Carvestone with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they can help you save money as well. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Guys, they're Best Picture Port certified each of the last 5 years. This is a great business, a great company you want to do your business with. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway. Check out the Carvestone that they've got there, or check out the Carvestone Project's photo gallery online at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com if that's easier for you. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on The Blitz. We got a short segment. Jung just told me the news in my ear. And Fred and I were talking about this during the break. We talked earlier in the show that Jay Prosh got a 3-year extension. Fred and I were talking during the break. CJ Fedorowicz has been signed to an extension.
God, that's a lot of money for a guy that hasn't produced much. It's a 3-year, $21.5 million.
That's a lot.
$10 million guaranteed.
The Texans have now signed DeAndre Hopkins to a 5-year contract extension. And I've been saying for a while the Texans need to get that guy taken care of. I think he's a good player. I don't know if he's this good of a player. Will include largest guarantee for any wide receiver in the NFL.
I mean, what do we always talk about?
Whose turn it is.
Yes.
That's with franchise quarterbacks. I mean, there's different levels of top-tier wide receivers. You know what I mean? DeAndre Hopkins isn't a top-tier wide receiver. He's good. He's not a top-five wide receiver in the league.
Imagine what Odell Beckham's going to get paid.
Oh. What's Julio going to get? I mean, it's just crazy. That's big money. We'll try to find the exact dollar amount for you. But 5 years for DeAndre Hopkins. What I do find odd, they announced 3 extensions today. Prosh, Fedorowicz, Hopkins. Meanwhile, what's up with Dwayne Brown?
Yeah.
They're still not taking care of that dude. And let me tell you something. To me, Dwayne Brown's more important to the offense than any of those 3 guys that just got paid today.
Maybe not Hopkins, but I mean, considering where they are.
Well, considering they've got a rookie quarterback they're trying to groom. I mean, right now, with the wide receiver depth issue, you know what, though? The offensive line's just as muddled as the wide receivers. I don't know. It's odd to me that they...
How many points did they score in that third preseason game when they're supposed to be doing their...
It seemed like a small number.
Was it as many as touchdown passes that Tom Savage had?
I think it was the same number.
I'm just curious. Many as I have.
Lamont says, did you guys just hear your update? They're predicting gas to go up to $8 a gallon? I didn't hear that.
That doesn't sound right. Sorry, I was unfortunately having to do some sports map stuff out there because I haven't been able to talk to people for days. So, hey guys, got to tell you about Houston Can Academies, and school's going to start here eventually, and they need your help. So if you wind up having a vehicle messed up in this thing and you were going to get rid of it anyway, well, let's donate it to Houston Can Academies. Because here's what they're going to do. They're going to tow it free of charge, process all the paperwork. Your donation's tax deductible. And they're going to take cars, trucks, motorcycles, RVs, tractors, Jeeps, anything. Doesn't matter if it's running. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. And if you donate today, you're getting a $50 Visa gift card if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. And that money goes to help kids at Houston Can Academies, where they change lives every day. They graduate thinkers. And these are kids that have dropped out of other schools. They get a second chance. And so many of them go on to do great things. And now is the time to help because school's about to start. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
The station that brought you Dream Crushers, the pepper spray incident, and male golfer, female golfer food. We celebrate 10 years.
Got it in my mouth.
Thank you, Houston.
Thank you.
ESPN 97.5 is 10.